and joining us ahead of his true cameo tomorrow morning, where he's on with us again for the whole 3.5 hours today. Steve Blocker-Roach, morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I've had a great week. I'm really disturbed this morning. I've seen some pictures of Clarkey over there in Paris drinking champagne on his own.
Well, there's a second glass.
I beg your pardon?
There was a second glass in the photo.
I didn't see the second glass.
Yeah, it was only half of it, wasn't there, Lots?
I think
someone else had to take the photo too, Stephen Blocker-Roach.
You're a bit like Sherlock, aren't you?
I prefer Clumbo.
It's a sleuth.
So how are you blokes going anyway?
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Hey,
I'm concerned about you. Yeah. You've just told me you're calling the game tonight for Fox Sports.
I'm doing the footy tonight,
And then you have to be in here nice and early tomorrow morning.
Yes. What time's the footy finish at night on Thursday nights?
I'll tell you exactly. It'll be finishing, if it doesn't go to extra time, around
you'll be
quarter
up late
to
too.
10 to 10.
10 to 10?
Quarter
so
to 10.
What time
10
do you
10.
Get on Fox?
I get on at 10:30. 5 to 11.
5 to 11.
For 3 minutes.
No, but hey, it's a good 3 minutes.
Yeah, mate, it's the best 3 minutes. I was going to say the best 3 minutes of my life, but I mean, it's the best 3 minutes I have at that show, yes.
Hey, boys, I want to know a little bit about punting etiquette. I don't bet much,
right?
But I get some Herculean tips every week.
Herculean,
yes, mate.
So they are the great strike rate.
They are the grouse, I might add.
Right.
From my mate Graham, I won't tell everyone his last name, but right every week. And then I send it to my brother who's a punter, and every Monday he rings me and goes, "Oh mate, those tips are fantastic," right? And I give him the tips without me. He'd have nothing.
So you get a
with
cut.
The punting. Well, that's what I'm going to ask. Nah. What's the etiquette there for if you give someone a big tip?
Nah,
you can't.
Well, you don't get any fat off it.
Nah.
Because if you lose, what happens then? Do they come to you and ask?
No. But if you have a big win, say you won 30 gorillas, Loz.
Oh, yeah, if I won 30 gorillas, you got to get a slice.
Nah. So you've got to put the money on yourself, Block.
Well, you know.
For the reason that Loz just said, because there's nothing more annoying.
But what if your mate wins at 100 to 1 and you've tipped it? You don't get anything.
Well, if it's 100 to 1 and it's a tip and you haven't had a bean on it, then that is unfortunate.
But I don't bet. I've given it to my brother, so he should give me a lick.
Yeah, I think that's right too.
You wouldn't give him a cent.
Of course he would.
Of course I would.
He's a generous bloke, Laurie.
You would not.
Well, you I mightn't, but tomorrow I would.
or even just a Kempton Dooner if you're in the pub and that.
Yeah.
Just buy you a schooner or something.
Yeah, I reckon that's it. Yeah, if you're there, you're buying it. You're buying a round of drinks, Block, or a couple of rounds.
You're definitely doing that. Car behind the bar for, period of time.
Yeah.
Perhaps if you won 30. Definitely, actually. Yeah. That's just happening.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Or you don't buy a beer for the rest of the night, do you?
Surely not if
you tip something like that. They should be bowing and saluting.
So they don't give you any readies, nothing.
Nothing.
Not a lick, not a slice.
Sorry.
I think you
change the rules.
Yes, I think you're
going to change the etiquette rules for punting.
I think you're a scab.
Okay.
Scab.
Yes.
Peel the scab back.
Because it is just amazing. Everyone has had it. Melbourne Cup Day, when someone comes to you, and Loz, you've worked here long enough now that people come to you, I'm sure.
They've got a million tips.
What are you tipping? You know, Auntie Beryl or Uncle Mal come to you and go, "What's your one tip today for the Melbourne Cup?" And within seconds, they go past the finishing post and you're already getting the abusive messages.
Yes.
Oh, they're on you. What would you know? Punter. You idiot.
Yeah, you idiot. Stuff. Oh, 100%.
You can do what my mate does, Block. He goes around to pub and he'll go, 7 in the next. then he'll go to another bloke and go, 11 in the next. Then at some stage, you got someone that you don't know coming over your table, mate. Thanks for that
does
tip.
He, does he talk like all the Balmain boys, talk out of the
side? Yeah. Just really sly, Hey, Block, I was in the city yesterday.
What were you doing in the city? Hang on, before you start.
Yes.
How did you get in? Not many people drive into the city.
I cabbed it in.
Okay.
So I was at this establishment.
What, a pub?
A pub.
Can you name it? Because I want to know if I've been there.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the pub, but it's on York Street.
Mm-hmm.
And how funny is this? I know the pub opposite to the pub I was in.
Why did you go to the pub that you knew?
Well, I don't know what it was called. So there's a pub called the Forbes Hotel, and the pub directly or diagonally across from it, I was in that one, but I don't know what the name
is. Now, Laurie, going into the city like that, was there any of this? Do you know what that is?
Knock.
That is opportunity.
Oh, opportunity.
Yes. Was it an opportunity? Oh,
I didn't know what you meant by.
No, that's what that is.
I just thought that was a knock.
That's opportunity.
I didn't
knocking.
Know where you were going. No. Well, there was an opportunity.
I thought there might
there
be.
Was a, there was
now
an opportunity.
Now we're getting to the gist of it.
So,
yes.
This man proceeded to tell me that he was your hooker for a number of years down at West Wollongong. And his name, if I can remember
Johnny
it right.
Johnny King.
No.
What was his name?
Is it Pete Grogan?
Peter Grogan.
Peter Grogan. Peter is that Grogan. Right?
You'll never forget a Grogan.
No, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what I said to him.
Great bloke,
once
Pete.
A Grogan, always a Grogan.
That's it. You'll never be anything
You'll
else.
Never be anything else. And
but
he told me
he
played
yes, he
with
did.
You. And he
did.
Told me that yeah. you would know him straight away.
I know him straight away, Peter Grogan. I do. They had a plasterboard business, him and his dad. His dad was a great mate of mine too. Well, it was like a father figure to you.
Yeah.
And Pete, great, what was he doing up there?
He was there at this establishment, and he told me that he was involved with West Wollongong.
The Red Devils, the mighty Red Devils.
And
yes.
So I thought Peter you and Grogan. Jimmy Jack were around the same age, but he said that Jimmy was
Gary Jack,
younger or older.
No, Gary Jack is a year older than me.
Right.
So do you know a little bit of trivia here? I don't know if you'd know this. Gary Jack, when he first left the Western Suburbs Red Devils in Wollongong, went to West. He played with the Magpies first for 1 year. Jimmy Jack played for the Magpies for 1 year, and then Keith Barnes got him and came over to the Tigers.
I didn't know that.
Well, hang on.
I found out.
There you go. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
The great Gary Jack.
Yes, but he said to say hello.
Oh, Peter Grogan.
I told Pete I would do it on air.
He's a mate. He's a lovely
good
bloke.
Good fella.
Pete, a lovely bloke. He ran the same age as me, you know.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And his mate.
It's amazing that we played together.
His mate.
Who was his mate? Keith Cecil. No.
Oh, no. But his mate is in two horses.
Yeah.
One is Jemaya, and the other one is Count De Rupi.
Ah, they're with Robert and Luke Price.
And
obviously.
He told me to leave them out of any multi.
Did he? Peter did.
So he put the hard word on
you know what?
And said, mate,
leave him out.
Never put him in your multi.
See, I know Pete really well. There'd be some sort of lick in it for him too. He's not going around with blokes with horses. And
oh, really?
Oh, mate. Yeah. 100%.
Two very good horses too, by the way.
Two good horses.
By the way, Jackson from Brisbane on the text line. Hey, lads, I tipped my mate the first four in the Melbourne Cup when Vowan Declare won. Won 32K, he did. And he gave me $2,000. I didn't have a cent on. So there you go. He tipped his mate the first four who won $32,000. His mate gave him a couple of grand.
Jeez, that's a good friend.
That's a good friend, but he's still got 30 left
for
himself.
If you're tipping him the first
two
four,
gorillas.
Why are you not having anything on Jackson from Brisbane on Melbourne Cup
Day? He said that.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't have any cash.
Well, he just said he didn't have a cent on. Didn't have a bet.
He mightn't have had any fat.
Boys, I've just found out the name of that hotel.
CBD?
The CBD Hotel in the middle of town block. There you go. That's
what is
the
it
hotel
called?
I was at. The CBD.
The CBD.
Well, that's bad, isn't
but
it?
Who?
Knowing the pub across the road, but not knowing the pub I was in.
If you knew the pub across the road, you're generally in that one.
Because when I got the cab in and he pulled up around the corner, because it was easy for him to then get back onto the bridge.
Yeah.
So I got out, walked down, but I didn't know what pub it was.
All I got was
75 York Street.
You look after yourself too. What? How many Kemptons did you have?
How many what?
Kemptons. Kempton Dooners. Schooners.
Oh, Schooners.
Oh, this bloke, mate. Where's he been this bloke? Honestly.
I was well behaved.
Were you?
Put it that way.
You're drinking light these days, aren't you?
It's a work week.
Mid-strength.
Oh, well, is light mid-strength?
I didn't. I didn't have a beer. There you go.
Didn't you?
No.
You're in a pub and you didn't have a beer.
He's very good during the week.
That's like having steak and no gravy. Yeah,
but I had to go on Fox last night. That's the reason. See?
Professional, mate.
Mm. I shan't be having a beer tonight before I go do the footy.
No, I know. But what else have you got for a spot? Because you know what I love when you come in here? When you got the paper, I know you're on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know you're on.
Yeah, but I almost
You're on your game.
I almost forgot my glasses this morning, so I had to go back and get them. Mate, things are getting difficult now in the memory.
When did you realise you didn't have the glasses? Before you got in the car, as you walked
I got in the car.
Right.
And turned it on and then went, I haven't got my glasses. Expletive. then I thundered upstairs again, waking up poor Catherine Bridget. So I don't...
Home early.
She goes,
is this Steve? Bill, get out. She hasn't left yet.
She goes, please, can you just go up those stairs a bit lighter? Well, I was cranky. I forgot my glasses.
So you were stamping.
What do you think I said?
When you're cranky, you just stamp a bit harder.
I go a little bit harder. Yes, of course.
Steve Blocker Oak joining us. Blocker, you were just telling us off air what Reggie the Rabbit gave you
I was up at the game last week, and I went back to the hotel. My son was staying there. I just went back to have a beer with him and a talk to him and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, Reggie the Rabbit was there. I didn't know it was Reggie the Rabbit, but I guess because he's only a little fella, eh?
Charlie,
yes. He came up and talked to me, but he gave me some lip about the old days and that.
Did he?
Yeah, I couldn't remember what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, Redfern. Remember when the old ladies used to hit with the umbrellas and all that sort of
walking
stuff?
Walking out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Reg,
mate, it was lovely to see him. I didn't know him without his uniform.
Now, what's
mate? I tell you what, they are a well-run club, South Sydney. In their all their marketing department and the way they run things, they're very good.
Mm. Yeah. This text, then, don't know how much you can say. It's without notice. Morning, boys. Can you ask Loz and Blocky about the end of season trip to the Ocean Now Resort in '89?
Not the Ocean Blue.
Mac
the
from Rutherford.
Mac, come me. The Ocean Blue.
Remember that? We always used to go there for end of season trips, the Ocean Blue.
Do you remember, Loz, they used to have a pole going across the pool and they'd grease it up and you had to sit on it and have pillow fights. Full of drink. Yeah, that was good.
That's been where all the footy teams stayed.
The Ocean Blue.
Where is it?
Do you know?
The Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast. Okay. Do you remember, Loz, Melba's? Is Melba's still
there? No, it burnt. Did it burn Melba's down?
No, it's still there. Isn't
or
it?
No, it's gone. I remember seeing something about this. Mate, this happened when we were on air a couple of years ago, because I think it was during COVID. I think it closed down maybe even during COVID.
On that Cavill or it burned Ave. Down. Is that right? Cavill Ave?
Mate, you know what? It was funny because... I don't remember the guys' names that used to run it, but mate, I reckon we went there for 20 years to up the Gold Coast. I don't reckon whenever we went to Melbourne, I don't think we ever bought a beer.
I don't think you ever. Well, mate,
every footy
never,
player, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Closed down.
They must have run out of money.
May 2020. Closed down May 2020.
Really? We'll reopen it then. That was the greatest joint.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh,
Melbourne.
Awesome joint. Cocktails and Dreams around the corner.
Yeah. Beg your pardon?
That was the name of the joint.
What was it called?
Cocktails and Dreams.
Taking your fancy, dreams that one, were made.
I liked the chicks that used to get the money out of the parking and all that. Remember them?
Oh, the meter.
Meter eaters.
Oh, meter mates.
Meter mates, yeah.
They dressed well for that job, didn't they?
All right. What have we got here as far as... Yeah, a lot of people texting in about giving cash away if you give someone a tip, etc.
Mm.
Morning, lads. RE backing a winner and sharing your good fortune. Now, I might have to... Loz, can you just pre-read that and tell me if I'm allowed to...
Don't read it out loud.
And whilst that, I'll read this one. Bloke won over $1 million at South Hurstville RSL 20-odd years ago, and the lousy... B only gave the lady $1,000 for selling the ticket to him.
A million.
South Hurstville RSL.
Would that be in cash?
No. Hmm. Nah.
Wonder what $1 million in cash looks like. I'd love to know. Loz, what is it?
Clark, he's got a few suitcases.
Loz, what's it look like?
What's that?
$1 million in cash.
I wish I
remember Super League days? Oh, no, sorry.
Don't bring up the war.
Super Greed,
you
used to
call
it. You
can read that one, mate.
I can?
Yeah.
God, I was filthy. I missed out on Super Greed by about 3 years.
Yeah, when was your last year? 92.
92, I think. 92. When was Super Greed?
Five.
90. 1995, was it?
End of 95. No, start of 95, yeah. Start of 95.
Morning, lads. Are you backing a winner and sharing your good fortune? It also applies to husband and wife teams. If you back it, you keep the spoils. And if he's lucky, I may shout Chinese for tea. Okay, Kath from Inverell saying that. Thanks for the topic for this afternoon's faculty meeting discussion. Big Sports Breakfast always delivers on the big issues. Kath from Inverell sending that through.
Loz, what about if you do a job on the side that's not your normal job and you get a bit of a little bit of lovely for it, right? Do you come home to the wife and do you give a half, or do you keep the lot, or what do you do?
It depends if she knows I've gone.
This bloke. This bloke's one of the best. Where are you going today, darling?
Yeah, it depends.
So you tell a furphy.
Well, yeah, if the freight is big enough, I tell a furphy. Otherwise, you just spill your guts.
But does
so
she
speak.
Know? Does she know where your cunning kick is? If you're hiding any of the
loot. No, I move it around. She discovered it one year because
I
had it in my snow boots. All right, it was at the back of my wardrobe.
Yeah,
and our friends were going to the snow and they needed some boots.
And they found 20 gorillas in your boots.
She said, "Come round and I'll get lorries. You can try on lorries." So she got them out, found them, and I'd stuffed a bit of money into the shoes. But she played a trick on me, Block. She played a trick on me. She goes, George came around and I gave him your snow boots.
Oh, no, you would have been.
And I sat on the lounge. I didn't say anything.
You start crying.
I'm thinking, I've got George's number in my phone here. I better give him a ring. Just let him know. And then I didn't say anything. And then George just lives around the road. Down the road. So I do the old, I've got to go. She goes, where are you going? And she knows I hate giving stuff away. I said, I'm just going down the road. She said, are you going to George's?
She knew straight away. She's too smart. Yeah.
Goodbye.
And I went, I could be. She said, why are you going there? I said, I don't know whether I'm going there or not. I said, I'm just going for a drive. I've got to go and meet someone down at the pub.
Yeah.
Anyway, she couldn't contain herself any longer. She started
laughing. Here's your wad.
Yes. She brought it out and gave it to me. And she said, and I'll be having half of that.
So what do you reckon?
So I change it now. I move it around.
What do you reckon's a fair thing? Give them half or?
No, quarter. You're not going to give them half, Block. Okay. You do that when you get divorced.
I don't want to know about that.
What's this one? Found $560 tab ticket in the tab machine. Found the rightful owner, as I knew he'd been putting a few bets on. Didn't even get a schooner out of it. Well, if someone goes and gives you a $560 tab ticket and you're at, you know, your local establishment, you got to be giving them, at least buying them a beer.
Nothing.
Oh, come off.
Nah, Loz, you're not like that. You're one of the most generous blokes I know. You're saying you wouldn't give them anything.
Nothing. I'm a hard-ass bloke. Oh. You know how hard I am.
No, you're not.